Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 202-380-3699. There is also an alternative way of connecting. I don't know that much about it, so I'm not going to plug it at the moment, but 202-380-3699 will get you connected. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
Yeah, I was waiting on a third person. It's been so long since we've done the show with just two people.
Wasn't that yesterday?
Yesterday we had a third person.
We did? Okay.
It was, yeah, Choa.
Oh, that's right. You know, I think that it's time for me to, you know, come out and a little confession that's going on. For those that have been listening and thinking, maybe Mark's not entirely himself. He seems to search for words a little more and doesn't remember stuff quite as much. I have had a very real memory issue because of COVID-19, or at least I've had a very real memory issue. I don't remember why. And
COVID-19 seems like a perfectly valid reason that you might suffer some sort of memory issues.
30% of people have long-term neurological damage because of it. And I'm not saying, I think that the very best practice for me is just being on the air. I just hope that people don't think, wow, this sucks, you know, because sometimes I'm going to search for words, and sometimes I just don't remember stuff. I didn't remember Joe was on last night. I'm not remembering a lot of things, and believe me, if you're frustrated, imagine how my wife feels. So
that sounds frustrating. Luckily, yeah. When I had COVID, it was just like I lost my sense of smell and taste for about 6 to 7 weeks.
Okay.
That was extremely annoying, but there was only one day where I was just like very, very sore and very, very fatigued. And then I was fine again the next day, other than the lack of smell or taste, which continued for an excessive period of time.
A lot of people have said that coffee didn't taste right for about 3 or 4 days for me.
That was it. Man, I wish I was that fortunate.
Well, I lost 15 pounds in 5 days, and there's no way I could replicate that, so I'm grateful for that particular part. But to me, the most important thing in the world has always been my mind. Because yeah. That's all you got.
Sure.
And I really don't like that I lost my memory like I did.
That sounds like it would be frustrating.
And my memory wasn't great in the first place.
I don't know how your memory was or wasn't prior to COVID-19, but I definitely have noticed that, you know, like you forgot that Joa was on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are other things that I recall you have forgotten in the last several months.
Well, you had to do a great deal of work because I lost the password to something. To something that was very important for the show, and there was a lot of trying to figure that out, and you were trying to, like, dig into my brain, and there was nothing. It was just a dry well. You know, nothing there.
That was not a fun period.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the lockouts, you know. It was just a drag. You could try, like, one or two passwords, and you had to wait 5 minutes before you could try it again. It's just a massive time sink just to try, you know, 40 or 50 variations is very...
I'm glad the problem's been solved.
Yes, the problem has been solved. Yeah. I am also glad. But, you know, one of the things I meant to mention yesterday and that I forgot to is when you got here today, I was listening to music, which, you know, is not uncommon for me. But I've discovered a new genre of rock music, and I really like it. It's called trance metal. And it's filled primarily with female singers, which is how I ended up finding it. And, of course, I'm sure you don't care because it's metal. But it's something I wanted to make people aware of because I wasn't even aware this thing existed. It's sort of a combination of trance techno and metal with female vocals. And some of it's really, really bad, but some of it's also really, really good.
That's true with any genre of music, right? Like, some of it's bad and some of it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the music kind of guy. I rarely will play music in the car. I mean, in many cases, if I'm not listening to an audiobook, I'm listening to nothing. I mean, I'd rather be alone with my thoughts in many cases. My son has taken up listening to video game tracks that he listens to on YouTube, which couldn't be more annoying as far as I'm concerned. But then again,
some video games have had really, really good music.
Yeah.
And some not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what type of music he's listening to.
But it's mostly somebody on a keyboard going, you know.
That sounds pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, I'm the opposite. I'm almost always listening to music, and this new genre of music is keeping me entertained.
Good.
And it's called trance metal, so check it out. Some of it's worth listening to, some of it isn't. Lacuna Coil is one of them. I knew they were a band that existed, but I never paid any attention to them because when I was in high school, I had this friend who was always watching MTV and Carson Daly and TRL and all this other nonsense. So he was always hearing about this is the next big band, and they would have one song, and then they would fade into obscurity. So I stopped paying any attention to him. And he was the one who told me about Lacuna Coil, so I wrote them off the same way I did, you know, Edema and Nonpoint and all of these other 90s bands that went nowhere. But really? As it turns out, Lacuna Coil is still around, and they're still really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those businesses, if you continue to work, you will have work, you know?
Yeah. So the former CDC director, now Fox News sucks, I've learned, but MSNBC News, which is one of the two news outlets I requested, is significantly worse. I just about am entirely limited to, because when you go to MSNBC.com, it's just opinion piece after opinion piece and nothing that's actually news. And the vast majority of it is just conservatives bad, Trump bad. Trump's not even president anymore. How long is MSNBC going to kick this dead horse?
Well, I saw a news article, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that it was CNN and MSNBC, if I remember correctly, and I could look it up. I was just talking about how bad my memory is. And the claim was is they mentioned Trump last month more than they mentioned Biden, and that's pretty impressive.
I believe it. Like, if you go to MSNBC News, well, MSNBC.com right now, the very first thing is about Trump. The next thing is about Southern Baptist. The next thing is about Trump. Then it's about McDonald. Then it's about Texas Republicans. Then it's about Trump. Then it's about conservatives. And it's just, yeah, in just the screen that I'm looking at, there is not a single mention of the current president, and instead it's just all Trump.
Well, that says to me that they're trying to distract your attention from the current president, is what it says to me.
Well, it's been 6 months since Trump was removed from office.
When
are they going to find something else to talk about?
Amazing. Who knows?
Well, Fox News seems to be talking about other stuff, but the MSNBC is all about the whistleblower. Do you know anything about Reality Winner? Because I don't.
Reality Winner is a whistleblower that had something to do with the Trump Russia thing, and you know, that's that.
I don't know anything about it, but MSNBC has an opinion piece about it, thankfully. Congressional Democrats are demanding answers after recent reports that the Department of Justice under then President Donald Trump subpoenaed communications and metadata from them and reporters in a leak probe. Meanwhile, Reality Winner, the former NSA contractor who was convicted in 2018 of leaking documents to The Intercept, was released from prison early on May. The two cases may seem unconnected. They sound entirely unconnected, but they share at their core a simple question, one at the heart of every debate about whistleblowers, leakers, government transparency, and sealed investigations. In the United States, who has the power to determine what should be secret? And I think that's important. My answer would be everything should be transparent.
I wonder about this. Like, on one hand, you have the argument that some things have to be secret because the Germans, the Russians, the Chinese, like whomever is the boogeyman at the time. And there's no doubt that the Chinese government is trying to collect data on American citizens as much as it possibly can. And that is scary just for the fact that they would even consider such a thing. But On the other hand,
I mean, the United States government is also doing its best to collect information about America's citizens.
Agreed. But I mean, if you're talking about a king collecting information on his serfs, that's far less disturbing than a king from another country collecting information on your serfs.
I find them equally disturbing.
I don't.
I don't want any government in my business to collect information about me.
China's an ethno-state, and that means, and since you ain't that ethno, they don't have good thoughts about you.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk 1-800-259-9. You can join the discussion, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's 202-380-3699. You know, it's really kind of hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little over a decade. And that decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Already, Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that's changing the world. Chances are you've heard about it. But maybe you've decided it's time to finally learn about it. Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes out of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. Stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com, because there's something for everyone, from the novice to the professional, or the expert, rather, at Bitcoin.com. And it's all on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Check it out, Bitcoin.com. With you tonight, it's Aria and Mark. And I'm frustrated by MSNBC's obsession with Republicans and conservatives. You actually have something about this from Real Clear Politics that actually has numbers and data points to back up its argument. Because I'm just looking at the site and seeing, oh my God, these people are obsessed with Donald Trump.
Right. I'm not, I haven't had a chance to read through this article, although I have looked at the charts on it and had read it, you know, a little bit of it earlier. I wasn't expecting to talk about this. RealClearPolitics.com, Kelev Litaru reporting, CNN and MSNBC still mention Trump more than Biden. Who's receiving more attention on television since the inauguration? President Biden or former President Donald Trump? The graph below shows the total mentions of President Biden across CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and BBC News London since Biden's inauguration day. Fox News has mentioned him the most. Even BBC News London has mentioned him nearly a third as often as CNN and MSNBC. And so it's Fox News that's mentioned Biden more than anybody, for what that's worth. In contrast, the graph below
shows... Are they mentioning Biden in a nice way?
Well, it doesn't say that. That's not what it's addressing. It's just saying it.
Okay.
In contrast, the graph below shows the Fox News has covered former President Donald Trump far less than CNN or MSNBC. Look closely and you'll notice that CNN and MSNBC actually have mentioned Trump more than Biden. The graph below compares two presidents since Biden's inauguration. Since Biden's inauguration, comparing mentions of Biden against Trump. Oh, they made Trump orange and Biden blue. On MSNBC,
awesome.
President Trump has received 129%. On MSNBC, former President Trump has received 129% of the coverage that President Biden, followed closely by CNN's 118%. That's since Biden's inauguration. So
they're covering him a little over 25% more than they are Joe Biden.
Now, I don't know what Fox was doing post-Obama in 2016 about this time, but, I mean, it's... And I'm sure we would have called them pathetic when we did, but I mean, this is
pathetic. Well,
we sort
of have an idea based on what Fox News is doing with Joe Biden. I mean, Fox News is talking about Joe Biden. I don't think that Fox beat the Barack Obama is bad dead horse after Obama left office.
I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it at all. I got to say that these ones that take sides, and I used to think of CNN as the one that didn't take sides. I do not think that anymore.
No, they're hard left.
But these ones that don't take sides, or that do take sides, they definitely want to talk about the one that they hate more than the one that they like.
And that's curious.
It's not curious. If, like, once you know it, then you understand what they're doing. They're creating factions. If your guy isn't so great, you don't talk about him. You talk about the other guy. And that's the truth.
The guy who would be irrelevant if you stopped talking about him. What relevance does Trump have to the world today?
Well, a lot of people hate him. That's the relevance.
That's not relevance, though.
It's relevance if you're looking for ratings. It's not relevant if you're looking to I don't know, produce journalism and news.
It's easy just to forget about Donald Trump and never let him occupy another moment of my brain.
This is why I like libertarianism, because we care about, you know, like the issue as opposed to the person.
Yeah.
You know, libertarians are almost never going to get out there and pound the drum of the libertarian. And if a libertarian's bad on an issue, that will tell you that they are bad on an issue. They're not libertarian on an issue. So it's...
Well, every libertarian I've ever met is the only real libertarian.
Right. Indeed. But when it comes to the Democrats and the Republicans, if you have a conversation, and you've had these conversations with people in your life, they want to talk about how bad the other guy is. And they want you to ignore how bad their guy is. And that's the conversation the whole way through.
Yeah, that's pretty much my experience with people.
And if you get tired of the conversation, just tell them you don't vote from a principled standpoint. And they leave you alone immediately.
Really?
Yeah, they just don't care anymore. Boop.
Well, I guess that...
Because not voting isn't a solution to anything. Not voters. You know, it's the only thing it's a solution to is having conversations about voting.
You're a non-voter, right?
I am. I'll vote any opportunity I get, but I cannot vote in the presidential election because I'm a resident of the U.S. Marianas.
Ah, okay.
So when
but that's a new development. Did you vote in the presidential election in 2016?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the Libertarian in that one?
Was it
Gary Johnson?
Probably.
Yeah, I voted for Gary Johnson.
Okay.
Both times.
I could not bring myself to vote for Gary Johnson. Not that it would have mattered, but I just did not approve of him or his positions. But I wanted John McAfee, you know.
Well, for me, I prefer the notion of voting over not voting for myself. If you don't want to vote yourself, then fine. I don't care because nobody cares what somebody who doesn't vote thinks.
I don't know. The vast majority of Americans are non-voters, aren't they?
Not in the Trump election when everybody got to stay home.
Yeah, I guess so.
When Trump stacked the deck against himself by, keeping everybody home.
But most Americans don't vote. Is that correct?
Are we talking about in a presidential election or just sort of generally, or what's the question?
Just sort of in general.
So in local elections, especially if those local elections are held separately from a national election, you will get a lot of people who, like 90% of people don't vote. And sometimes it's higher than that.
Well, it's hard to care about a local election for most people because of this hatred, this factionizing that we have.
Sure, but the local election's the important one where you're actually dealing with issues that you're going to deal with. I mean, like...
And you could actually affect the outcome.
Most of the tyranny that you're going to deal with in life is not going to come from the United States federal government. So... there's a little bit here and there. I've had to deal with some stuff. Trump getting rid of the Obama tax thing, the Obama care cost.
The Affordable Care Act.
Was good for me. And bad for me was when he stopped cruise ships and traveled to Cuba, because I had a cruise actually planned to Cuba with the folks from Freedom Fest.
What are your thoughts? Do you vote in local elections or only presidential elections? 202-380-369.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Geneva ahead of his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. There will be no joint news conference scheduled after the summit, but Biden will hold a solo briefing with reporters. Biden and Putin have met before, but tomorrow's summit will be Biden's first sit-down with the Russian leader as president. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes as of this moment, Russia is getting the best of the United States and Biden.
In the earliest days of his administration, President Biden extended the one arms control treaty we have left with Russia, a treaty that is badly one-sided in Russia's favor. He also is allowing Germany to finish the pipeline that's going to bring Russian gas into Germany, hooking Western Europe ever more deeply on Russian gas.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's listening and hopeful about ongoing bipartisan talks on infrastructure. USA Radio News. At long last, the Golden State is fully reopening.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head. Cynthia Ariosta on Fox News.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th, and it's just like I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball is announcing new guidance on enforcement of foreign substances being applied to baseballs. Any pitcher who possesses or puts a foreign substance on a game ball will be ejected and automatically suspended. Starting pitchers will now have more than one mandatory check per game, and relief pitchers can be checked as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 202-380-3699. That's the new number. You're welcome to call in, join the show, and talk about whatever is on your mind. 202-380-3699. With you tonight is Aria and Mark, just sort of making fun of MSNBC at the moment because they are obsessed with Donald Trump, despite the fact that he left office more than almost 6 months ago. And it's not surprising because Obama spent the better part of 8 years talking about George W. Bush, and if I recall correctly, George W. Bush spent the better part of 8 years talking about, well, no, he mostly just talked about WMDs and the war on terror, didn't he?
I don't, like, you know, I mean, a few times I remember Obama mentioning the former administration and things like that, but, you know.
Really? I seem to recall it happening a lot, but I could be wrong. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's happening, guys? So, Aria and Mark, thank you so much for bringing back the Mark Ian aesthetic. You guys emulate it perfectly, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, and, I've said more than once that Aria's Ian in a dress.
I don't know how to feel about that, Mark.
Yeah, well,
that's a little mean, but it's
well, I'm not a nice guy. I mean, I didn't get here by being nice, David.
Right on, right on. And Aria, there's no kitty cam tonight.
That's because there actually is now. I just turned it on. The cat wasn't in my lap, so...
Is she in there now?
Otherwise, it's just pointing at my lap, and it's kind of...
Aria's poor cat is having issues right now. She's, I believe, in heat, going into heat or going out of heat, and boy, does she need some attention.
Well, she always needs attention. That's not new.
Well, she jumped up in my lap, which is new. It's the first time that's ever happened.
I had the stream up on the TV, and my kitties love seeing Arya's kitties, so there's that.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's a sweet, sweet animal.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, David. I guess I'm happy to know that, I mean, I consider Ian to be, you know, the pinnacle of doing talk radio, so if we can emulate the dynamic between you and Ian, I consider that a compliment.
I think it's what made Free Talk Live what it is people, you know, people, when any other show out there, the host is such an arrogant, impossible individual.
Like you.
Well, I don't think I am that, but that's fine.
Well, you are very arrogant. You call
arrogant
yourself...
people never imagine for a second that they're actually arrogant.
Okay.
But let's move on from that particular topic. It may or may not be true.
You're like pretend arrogant.
I don't know. I think that I am vain, but I know that I'm vain, and so therefore I can, you know, work within a world understanding that.
I'll give you that. You're vain, not arrogant. Okay.
And so, but I mean, you know, these talk show hosts, they don't want to hear anything that sounds like somebody disagreeing with them. And Free Talk Live brings to the airwaves disagreement.
Sure.
And even when we agree on a lot of topics, and you can bring up anything on Free Talk Live, and the number is
202-380-3699.
And
it's going to take me a really long time to memorize that.
Yeah, it's not going to be anytime soon for me either. And then who knows how long we're going to have that number, so, you know, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I mean, that's we just have a different dynamic. Ian and I managed to, like I said, I made a living disagreeing with Ian. And, you know, you and I have a similar chemistry. I think you're really sort of stepping into it. There was a conversation a couple of few weeks ago with the co-host where I'm like, y'all need to disagree more.
Sure.
And, like, you know, I gave everybody license to disagree with me where I don't know that I have done that recently. Of course, anybody can disagree with me. My opinion isn't right on everything. I mean, what kind of insane, megalomaniacal idiot would believe that they're right about everything? I simply have opinions, and those opinions need to be challenged in order for us to determine whether those opinions are right or wrong. And I don't stick to an opinion just because I came up with an opinion. I stick to opinion because I'm kind of rigid in my thinking. I'll try a new thing, a new idea out, and it takes me a little while to try the next one and the next one and the next one. I'm not that fluid. I'm significantly more fluid than, say, most people who do my line of work. But, you know, I'm not likely to change my opinion in an evening. There have been a few times, most recently I can recall Starchild, one of our listener from San Francisco, a listener from San Francisco, calling in and challenging me on something. I'm like, that's right. And, you know, in an instant, changed my opinion. But it doesn't happen a lot.
No, but I mean, you asked who believes that they're right all the time, and I just want to point out that believing yourself to be right all the time prevents you from ever learning anything.
Yeah.
Because in order to learn something, you have to admit that you're wrong or you don't know something. Someone who believes they know everything has shut off their capacity to learn.
That's dangerous. People ask me to participate in debates all the time, and I'm like, I don't want to participate in a debate. A debate suggests that I am right on a subject and that I will not change my opinion. But if the person in the debate presents information to me that, you know, that to which I don't have an answer, is the first step in changing my mind.
Sure.
And then sort of the second step is making a good argument for your case and that sort of thing. Yeah, I want to be able to change my mind on a particular topic.
Well, you could still do that during a debate. You would just sort of concede the debate.
You could, sure. But I don't like the term. I don't participate in debates. I participate in discussions.
That's a better term, I think.
And I want to discuss the topic, whatever the topic might be. In this case, are CNN and MSNBC just obsessed with Trump for
the purpose of getting more ratings and fanning the flames of the hatred of their, mind-numbed adherents. Look, I understand if you don't like Trump. He wasn't my favorite president either. And I understand if you don't like Biden.
You know, out of all of the presidents that have been president in my lifetime, I have to say, honestly, I think Trump probably was my favorite.
Really?
He's the only one that didn't start a new war. And if for that reason...
It seems like he was trying with Iran.
But he didn't start
it.
And, I mean, they've been trying with Iran for such a very long time, going all the way back to, George W. Bush.
The number one thing I liked about Donald Trump, and I'm willing to say this all the time, is I can't remember exactly, but it was like a response. He was going to respond to Iran's response to the killing of the general or something like that. And he said, no, I think it was the Iran bothering the ship out in the Persian Gulf. And he said, well, they told me that they're going to kill like 127 people. And so I called off the attack. And
Trump said that?
Yeah, he said that.
Okay.
And it was soldiers in all likelihood, but sure, they're still people, and in many cases, soldiers are doing a job because, they needed school, they need money, they need whatever it is that they're doing. And the idea of just wiping these people's lives out as though they're meaningless, the vast majority of these sociopathic crazies in Washington, D.C.
Perpetually fund the war machine.
The ones that that people were so crazy to put back in office. My God, we've got to get these politicians back in office. You know what we need? We need a career sociopath to deal with Donald Trump. And admittedly, Donald Trump is, this guy intended to divide America. So he got himself some division, no doubt. I don't particularly care that he didn't make it back in office, but I feel like...
I don't know that Trump intended to divide America.
Oh, yeah?
I think he just expressed his opinions, and his opinions had that result.
He switched from being a Democrat to being a Republican because he believed the Republicans were more pliable from a political standpoint. I think
he was
absolutely
right.
Intended to do that.
But how is that dividing America? That's just exploiting the ignorance of Republicans.
Well, that's...
I did that.
And that's what you did, right? Like, you divided Republicans, you divided the county when you ran for sheriff. There's no doubt. I mean, people have an opinion on Aria DeMezzo, and for better or for worse.
That was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
I don't regret anything about it. 202-380-3699. If you want to join the discussion here, that's 202-380-3699. More coming up. Mark has a story about how TikTok is spying and collecting biometric data. It's free talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live 202-380-3699 if you want to join the discussions. That's 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And someone got swallowed by a humpback whale.
That is correct.
I saw this and I assumed it was a Babylon Bee or Onion article, and I just kept going. Someone actually got swallowed by a whale, though.
Yeah, somebody silly enough to be in the water off of Cape Cod. Massachusetts...
Do whales commonly swallow people?
No.
Okay.
There's the Jonah story.
Well, but yes, but that's
it doesn't
part
actually
of a...
claim... Because people of that age didn't know that whales were mammals, they called it a giant fish or something. Yeah. And who knows?
Sure.
If, I mean...
Well, I mean, I tend to assume that all of these stories in the Bible are, you know, fiction.
That's what I'm assuming, too. But it's the only thing I've got. You asked about whales swallowing people. That's what I got for you.
Okay, but this actually happened.
Yes. A veteran Cape Cod, Massachusetts lobster diver is home from the hospital after he says he was swallowed by a humpback whale off the coast of Provincetown while headed to Nineveh.
Absolutely crazy.
That's a Bible joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that actually in the article? Or did you
no.
Just, okay. That's unfortunate. That would have been great if that
early
was
early Friday morning, yeah.
Well, before we get into it, let's go to the phones. We got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
When you talk about the non-aggression principle, a question arises as to what is aggression. And I want to bring up something that happened in Trenton, New Jersey on Thursday morning, 26 December, 1776, when some garrison of Hessian soldiers were just all they were doing was sleeping off their hangovers. They're totally peaceful at the time, and George Washington and his men went over there and attacked them and ambushed them and clobbered them, and it was a rout in favor of George Washington and his men. And that's not a violation of the non-aggression principle, even though some of the Hessian soldiers may have been drafted, and they were members of the armed forces of a hostile government that was on a mission to continue aggressions that were enumerated a few months earlier in the Declaration of Independence.
And I would have to disagree, Tom. I think that that would qualify as aggression because
that sounds like aggression to me.
The Hessians, or whatever you said they were not currently engaged in the act of aggression. If we're all we're assuming that they intended to aggress against people in the future, but until they actually did that, it's aggression.
That's one way to look at it, I suppose. I don't agree with that one. But nowadays, the FBI would be all over George Washington and his men for what they did, not only the attack on the garrison, but conspiracy to commit the attack. And, they committed one of the most serious, most despicable, most wicked crimes that there is. And if you happen to find a New Jersey State quarter in your pocket, you take a look at the back of it, you'll see that crime glorified on the United States money because they crossed a state line to get there. Now, speaking of the FBI, I got a knock at the door on 3 August of 2017, and it was none other than Federal Bureau of Investigation goon Mark A. Hastabaca giving me a lecture about federal law about criminal threatening and showing me a letter, copy of a letter that I sent to a member of the New York legislature, putting the blood of a slain cop on the hands of lawmakers who were soft on police brutality. Or as the Declaration of Independence calls it, quote, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. One of the members that got that letter was so furious that they called the FBI, which means that I'm onto something here. The power of putting that approach, putting the blood of the slain cops on the hands of lawmakers who voted for the provocation. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that getting visited by the FBI necessarily counts as a victory, but it's...
Oh, Ian would call it that. If you're not taking flack, you're not over the target.
Well, there are ways to catch flack without being shot directly, right?
Yeah.
The FBI showing at your door.
It sounds very much like if you're not in jail being sodomized at this moment, you are not a sufficient activist. That's what it sounds like to me.
Now, anyway, I also suspect that what they were trying to do was showing me this letter and... I'm supposed to be scared and embarrassed and humiliated and then mess up. Where some people mess up is they lie to the FBI and say,
No, you messed up when you talked to the FBI.
I tend to agree. Yeah, never talk to the FBI.
Some of them say, I never sent this letter that has my return address and my signature.
No, that's a bad idea, yeah.
And so that's a bad idea. So maybe that's what they were doing. But the one thing that... Free Talk Live hosts might consider doing when things happen. Let's say somebody who lost their job because of a recession and then they can't find a job because of the recession and then they get their eviction notice and they're at their wit's end. His wife leaves them because he doesn't have a job. So he goes out and punishes the government. There's a lot of people that need to be enlightened that the solution isn't throwing more stolen money at subsidized housing and busy work jobs programs. The solution is to remove the zoning restrictions and the government mandates like health insurance. They keep driving up the cost of health insurance that's mandatory if somebody wants to hire you. And eliminating some of these things is the solution, not throwing, because a lot of people just aren't enlightened yet. So that's where I think the Free Talk Live hosts and listeners can be very helpful in guiding this country toward liberty. But
cool.
Sort of put the blood.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Tom. I'm not sure how someone losing their job and then proceeding to write a bunch of letters to representatives and stuff is really going to help them any. I would think that someone who's who loses their job, their wife leaves them, they lose their house, they get the eviction notice or whatever, all the other stuff that you said, their time would be best served looking for a new job rather than, you know, mailing senators.
That does sound like a better idea to me, but he is correct that jurisdictions matter. Regulation matters. Laws matter. I mean, all you have to do is look at the difference between Hong Kong and mainland China, or Shenzhen, which was set up next to Hong Kong to basically benefit from that. Is all you have to do is look at these historically and see the difference. Is that laws matter?
Well, yeah, they matter because people with guns enforce them. But if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, even if laws aren't terribly well enforced, the very existence of them stifles growth. I mean, you know, there's plenty of banana republics out there with a bunch of crappy laws that are very rarely enforced. If they are, they're selective and all that sort of thing. But those places can't get any money because businesses that want to set up, like real businesses with real money. I'm not talking about middle class people trying to make a living here. I'm talking about the moneyed interests of the world. They won't set up there because they don't think they can keep their stuff, keep their investment. Would you set up a oil mining business in Venezuela?
No.
That's right. And it won't happen for decades because Maduro and then Chavez before him nationalized these projects. And right. Did that help the people of Venezuela?
Well,
no.
Clearly not. They're drinking, you know, sewage water, and the Bolivar is circling the drain.
That's because socialism kills, quite literally. And I'm not talking about Bernie Sanders' democratic socialism.
Well, that kills people, too. It just takes it a little while longer to get to that point.
I don't think that the thing they call democratic socialism is socialism at all.
No, it's closer to fascism.
I think it's just modern. It's a modern mixed economy that leans a little more towards the left than the right. I mean, I don't have good terminology for it because there isn't good terminology for it because the democratic socialists hate no one more than the social democrats. They fight and fight and fight over these terms when these terms should be like Nazi. Stalin, the guy who defeated Hitler, killed more people, was responsible for the death of more people than Hitler could have ever imagined. But we have Holocaust museums all over the world. We have nothing, no museums about the ills of socialism. So the young people of today are like, socialism sounds pretty good because somebody said it was good and my teacher said it was good. Like, they don't even know what it is. Socialism is state ownership of the means of production. It has a definition.
Yes, and it's consistently led to death and starvation every single time it's been tried. What are your thoughts? 202-380-36.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-985.
334-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.